This is LBC London News.
23 minutes past five right now. Let's cross the pond and go to America. Bill Clinton, he's going to be making the case for his wife to be elected America's next president when he speaks tonight at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. But supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders say they plan to continue protesting on the floor of the arena to demonstrate their opposition to Hillary Clinton's presidential bid. Let's go live to America. Our US correspondent Simon Marks is in the arena in Philadelphia. Joins me now live. Very good evening to you, Simon. So the Democratic Convention last night didn't kick off to the best start.
It definitely did not. It did not go the way that Clinton campaign managers had wanted. I'm in the arena now. They're doing some of the sound checks and preparations for tonight's events, and we already have a sense of the focus tonight, or at least part of it, because we've just seen a big illuminated sign appearing on the jumbo screen, a picture of Hillary Clinton and the phrase "Fights of Her Life" accompanying that picture. They are clearly going to argue that Hillary Clinton has been a fighter for various causes throughout her political career and is ready to fight on behalf of Democrats and voters more broadly as she battles to defeat Donald Trump this coming November. But no, things got off to a very rocky start for the Clinton team yesterday, with Bernie Sanders supporters in the room mounting a concerted effort to boo, jeer and catcall every time Hillary Clinton's name was invoked from the podium. At times, it almost seemed during the early couple of hours of the convention as though the Clinton campaign managers were losing control of the thing. But then Bernie Sanders sent a text to his supporters and urged them as a personal favor to him to calm down. And of course, Bernie Sanders himself was out on the stage in prime time hour of this convention that is beamed into American living rooms on the country's general entertainment television networks. And there he found a mixed response from delegates in the hall to his urging of his own supporters to get behind Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency. Take a listen.
Trump is a danger for the future of our country and must be defeated.
But there were boos for Bernie Sanders, ironically from Bernie Sanders supporters. I mean, it has come to this, that Bernie Sanders is further ahead in terms of backing Hillary Clinton than many members of his own delegation. He's been fanning out across Philadelphia this morning, talking to various members of the convention in private meetings, breakfasts and the like, and urging them to get behind Hillary Clinton. But I can tell you that on my way out of the hall here last night, the Bernie or bust protesters were forcing delegates to run the gauntlet as they left the arena, and on my way into the arena this morning, there were a small group of vocal supporters of Bernie Sanders insisting that they will never vote for Hillary Clinton. A vote for Hillary, they said, is a vote for Trump. And that's despite other soaring rhetoric that everyone heard in this hall last night, most notably from the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, who gave what I think we can all agree, regardless of our politics, is far and away the most soaring piece of oratory that we have heard yet on the presidential election campaign trail here in the United States. Some will argue that's a low bar, but nonetheless, it was an extraordinary performance that Michelle Obama gave here last night.
I trust Hillary to lead this country because I've seen her lifelong devotion to our nation's children, not just her own daughter, who she has raised to perfection, but every child.
I'm with her, said Michelle Obama, to loud cheers in this hall. And that was the only speech of the night that the Bernie Sanders supporters appeared not to attempt to interrupt. We got on the floor of the convention last night to ask some of these recalcitrant Bernie Sanders supporters whether they had heard enough to abandon their protests in the remaining days of the convention. And here's what they told us.
I know that Bernie does not want us to boo and cheer. We have no other voice. They gave us no other voice. Our voice should have been our vote. We worked very hard.
I want to see Bernie. I want to see someone that cares about us. I'm not going to back a sellout criminal who messed with our votes. I don't even know if my vote counted.
I guess a lot of people feel like we're being steamrolled and having unity shoved down our throats.
unity shoved down their throats, they say, and they're not going to accept it. So the stage is set for some drama here, perhaps again tonight. Bill Clinton's due to speak, as you said, and I think we'll start getting a real sense of whether these Bernie Sanders supporters are going to continue trying to disrupt the proceedings here and cast a cloud over what Hillary Clinton had hoped was going to be her party.
Absolutely, because isn't the theme "Together We're Stronger" or something along those lines?
Yes.
I can't remember what it is, but
yes, it is. Yes,
certainly
absolutely.
Didn't seem
yes,
to be the case yesterday.
No, and I mean, you know, it's echoes of the Republican convention last week, and in some ways, you know, deeper disunity publicly displayed here than we witnessed in Cleveland. There were those dramatic moments in Cleveland that I'm sure everyone remembers when Senator Ted Cruz of Texas got booed there for refusing to endorse Donald Trump. But, you know, he commanded fewer delegates in that hall. Bernie Sanders has got 1,800 people on the floor of this convention, and many of them, it's now apparent, are no longer taking instructions or direction from him. So, look, I think today is going to be a turnaround day, possibly, if the Sanders supporters keep it down a bit. But there are at least two areas of the program tonight where I suspect they may want to get their views heard. First of all, we've got the roll call of states, which is the formal vote that should see Hillary Clinton declared and anointed as the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. It'll be interesting to see how they respond to that as the numbers start adding up for Hillary Clinton. And then Bill Clinton's speech. And a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters have problems with Bill Clinton, but also so do a lot of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. They're very critical of Bill Clinton and his presidency, and it'll be interesting to see what they do on the floor here tonight.
Do you think Bernie Sanders supporters are thinking there's any chance that the delegates won't vote for Hillary, and therefore that's why they're making such a fuss?
I mean, they really can't seriously be imagining that. I mean, you talk to some of them and they say, well, we're still hoping that we can peel the super delegates away from Hillary Clinton. Those are the delegates whose support of Hillary Clinton was sort of baked into this process. And that's one of the reasons why the Bernie Sanders people are so passionate about securing promises of reforms in the way in which the Democratic Party does business. But look, I mean, they just simply don't have the numbers. She is going to be the party's presidential candidate to take on Donald Trump this November. But who would ever have imagined, Chris, you know, a year ago, even 9 months ago, that we would be here at this convention watching people on the floor openly, publicly rejecting Hillary Clinton as a candidate? I mean, that is an indication of her relative weakness as a presidential candidate. Mm. And I suspect that there were several people in this hall last night watching Michelle Obama's speech who might have been saying to themselves, I wonder if we ran the wrong woman in this presidential cycle.
Absolutely. I mean, I watched Michelle Obama's speech, and it was absolutely extraordinary, wasn't it? It was very impressive and well received in at the convention, wasn't it?
It was electrifying. I mean, there was a moment in the speech, the heart of the speech, I think, was where, by inference, she was saying to the Bernie Sanders supporters, listen, 8 years ago, when my husband Barack Obama defeated Hillary Clinton, she didn't get angry, she didn't get disillusioned, she didn't get disruptive, she went away and redoubled her efforts to try and become the Democratic Party's standard bearer this time around. She was basically saying, in a much more subtle way than the comedian Sarah Silverman said it last night, she was basically saying to the Bernie Sanders diehards, you've got to grow up and you've got to understand the stakes here. Sarah Silverman, who had been a Bernie Sanders supporter who has endorsed Hillary Clinton, actually turned to the Sanders, the Bernie or bust delegates here and said, you are being absolutely ridiculous, which was a line that the Clinton folks in the House absolutely loved, but it totally enraged the Bernie or bust crowd.
And just finally, Michelle Obama didn't mention Trump by name, but certainly attacked him, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely. No, she didn't. She didn't give him the name check, but she made it very apparent that she believes that a battle is now underway for the heart and soul of the United States. And she spoke in very passionate terms, her voice cracking with emotion at one point, where she discussed the personal experience she and her family have had in the White House. She said that, you know, she has lived to see a moment in the United States where she and her husband and her daughters can, as she put it, live live in a house that was built by slaves. Mm. And she went on to talk about how extraordinary she still finds it to wake up in the morning and see her daughters playing with their dog on the lawn of the White House, and what a just totally moving experience this has been for their family. And she suggested that, you know, the future path of America can be open to that kind of amazing historic achievement, but it can't be open to that kind of achievement if Donald Trump's the president.
Absolutely. If you want to see that very stirring speech by Michelle Obama, then you can visit the website at lbc.co.uk. Michelle Obama, the First Lady, certainly bringing some glamour and also a little bit of heart as well to the Democratic Convention. Thank you very much to Simon Marks, our US correspondent, live for us in the arena of the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. No doubt we'll hear from Simon tomorrow. Tonight, we're hearing from the former president, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's husband. He'll be speaking at approximately 9 o'clock UK time. So hear from Simon later on. And of course, we'll pick up more from Simon tomorrow here on LBC London News.